We're talking with Bob Cohen, policy director at Citizen Action in New York, and also a state committee member for the Working Families Party from Rensselaer County. We're mainly talking about the Working Family Party today, which has been in the news a little bit in Rensselaer County because, once again, the Republicans are trying to infiltrate to control other party ballot lines. If people are interested, we did an interview last week with Phil Markham that you can check out. But, you know, Bob, you know, it's a brand new year, new president. What are some of the Working Families Party's, you know, goals for 2021?
So thanks for having me, Mark. So obviously on a national level, you know, we're having this interview about 2 hours before the Biden's inaugural. It's a real opportunity for progressives in New York State and nationally to begin to make some progress, as well as getting rid of that human nightmare we've been living through for the last 4 years. And with the Democratic control of both houses of the state legislature, we have an opportunity to do things on a number of areas. What I would say initially would come to mind are taxation of the wealthy. That's not just the right thing to do, but it's a means for us to address the incredibly urgent needs of the pandemic, but also the recession that is a result of the pandemic. There's a lot we want to do in areas like criminal justice reform, marijuana reform, and what I work on personally for Citizen Action the most, climate, addressing the climate crisis. So there's a whole list of things we want to do.
Now, the governor earlier this week, somewhat came out with his budget. It was an unusual in that he was very late in getting on his budget bills. And he seems to be taking two revenue approaches. Here's my budget. If I get, I forget the exact amount, $15 billion from, you know, Biden and the new Congress. And if I get less than that, here are all the massive cuts. But he still does not seem to be really committed to the tax the rich proposals. I think he said, well, if I get the least amount from the federal government, I'll give a couple extra percentage points to people making above $500,000. What is the Working Families Party trying to get the state legislature to do with raising the taxes on wealthy?
Right. So one thing on the governor is just to add to what you said is the governor for years has been reluctant to be polite to do what is the right thing from working families and so many of our allies' perspective, which is you know, establish fair taxation and tax the people who have the billionaires in New York State, predominantly New York City, who have not only shouldn't be having that kind of wealth, but also have benefited even more in recent years, decades, and particularly with the Trump tax cuts. So what we have put together a coalition, and when I say we, I mean Working Families and a number of its organizational allies, including my organization, Citizen Action, put together this coalition that this year is focusing on five pieces of priority legislation that are all focused on taxing the wealthiest New Yorkers and the corporations. I can go through them if you want, but collectively, we expect or project that these bills will raise $50 billion a year on a state budget that I think is probably, I just looked, somewhere in the neighborhood of $180, $190 billion. That's a huge amount of money. So the headline here is, while we certainly want money from the federal government, and that's the right thing to do, that is should not be an excuse to address the most urgent needs of New Yorkers in this crisis.
Now, I believe in addition to the $50 billion package, the Working Families Party and New York Renews, which you're, you know, part of, have also been promoting a polluter penalty. Some would call it a carbon tax, but the idea that we should, you know, require those who pollute our air, our lungs, our healthcare system to pay for the damages they cause. How is that progressing? And what's the exact name of the bill?
So the exact name of the bill, sometimes we do it in shorthand, CICA, but it's the Climate and Community Investment Act. And that's a proposal that we've been working on for a long time. It's a really complex proposal. And we most recently have submitted the current version to our prospective legislative sponsors who are looking at it now. So we, I don't want to like speak for the sponsors, but we think that the bill should pop up in the next few weeks and time to be considered next session. And if you want, Mark, I could go into a little bit more detail.
Well, I believe you're now talking about trying to raise about $15 billion or so annually, and you've going to set the initial price for the carbon tax at maybe $55 a ton?
Yes, 55. In the latest version of the bill, it's 55. It was previously lower, and we reevaluated based on what some other entities have been doing throughout the nation. But yes, that's right. And I think the important thing, and again, I could go through it more if you'd like, but one thing that the premise of our bill, besides just, we're not just about raising the $15 billion. We want to use the $15 billion to transform New York's economy to a renewable energy economy. That's the idea. The climate law that was passed in 2019 is important because it reduces greenhouse gases. But to get to the next step, which is transforming New York's economy to renewables, we need to jumpstart private industry does. There'll be a role for private industry, but so many advances, good and bad, in our history have been because of government action jumpstarting those steps.
Now, 2021, being an odd number year, is when we had the local races, as you know, for city councils and mayors and county governments. You know, in the Capital District, you know, what are some of the, you know, the broad type of plans that the Working Families Party, you know, campaigns they hope to put together for this November?
So I'm going to talk in really general terms because quite honestly, we're having our first interviews this weekend. And I myself need to learn, you know, who has submitted applications for us. But certainly among the things that I'm aware of, I mean, there are local races throughout the state, but in the Capital District, one of the hot races is a Rensselaer County executive. There's an exciting candidate that is coming to us for county executive. I believe there are legislative races. You know, there's also town races throughout all of the Capital District, and we'll have to see who is coming to us for endorsement. And we do encourage people. It's a little late in our process, but, you know, we're at least theoretically, if you came to us in the next day or so, we're at least open to considering other endorsements as well.
Now, we only have about a minute. I've been talking with Bob Cohen, the Citizen Action Working Families Party. You know, the governor at his State of the State last week made some bold statements about the need to move harder and faster on climate. He also admitted, somewhat surprisingly, that New York has consistently failed to meet its prior goals with respect to climate action. In 45 seconds, what can the average person at this point try to do to push you know, our state government to accomplish the goals they have laid out on climate?
So there's a number of things. I'll go really quick, but I think the most important thing you could be doing is calling. It's a little hard now with the governor, but calling, emailing, and contacting legislators and the governor and DEC and NYSERDA, the two entities that'll be leading, you know, the climate transformation and urging them to take aggressive actions on climate, particularly not to fall for some of the corporate supported moves like renewable natural gas that will not get us to real climate transformation. And I would urge you people to visit the nyrenews.org webpage for specific details on what we're working on. And that's the coalition that Citizen Action and Working Families Party are part of.
Well, thank you, Bob Cohen. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.